I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3&D, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What is happening, guys? What's going on? Welcome to episode 3 of the 3&D Signs in Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League episode series, the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast fantasy football league series on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. Guys, anywhere that you find your podcast, you can find us, you can check us out. This is episode 3 of, like I said, the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Patreon, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and, as I said, anywhere that you can find your podcast. Guys, this show is brought to you by Catering with Grace, America's favorite catering company. It is also brought to you by Future American Leaders of Texas, that is FALTX. That is a youth leadership program that is brought to you by myself, DIG, Design Individually Gifted. And donations to the podcast can be made at RealDeal0423. That is $RealDeal0423. For any questions or if you would like your comments to be read on the show, guys, you can email us directly at signsinsportspodcast@gmail.com. That is SAENZIN sportspodcast@gmail.com. Or you could tag us and ask us your questions where we are on various social media networks. You can follow us, tag us, ask us your questions on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted and the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. On Patreon at 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. On Getter at Signs in Sports Podcast. On Truth Social at Design I Gifted, on Parler at Signs and Sports Podcast, on Twitter at True_DIG, and also on Rumble at the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. Okay, guys, let's get to it, right? You know how this thing works already. We are going to cover League 1 in the first segment, League 2 in the second segment, and then my personal league in the third segment. So instead of doing the standings and everything separate the way I did the last episode, which I now realize was kind of dumb and not very smart on my end, but guys, we're working on it. Okay. Anyways, we're going to cover League 1, we're going to cover the standings, we're going to cover League 2 standings, personal league standings, okay? That's the format from now on, and that's how we're going to do it. Okay? Coming out of week 3, guys, I'm going to go over standings first, okay? Coming out of week 3, we have two undefeated teams left in the league. We have one in the Eastern Division who sits alone at the top, and we have one in the Western Division who also sits alone at the top. And then we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people with 2-1 records, and then we have 1, 2, 3, 4 four people with 0-3 records. So we're gonna run that down, we're gonna break that down, and actually both seem to have the same structure right now. 1 undefeated, 3 2-1s, and 2 0-3s. In the Eastern Division, we have Master Barber 44, that is Matt Ramos. He is 3-0 by himself, so guys, shout out, clap it up for Matt Ramos, standing alone in the Eastern Division. At number 2, we have Team McDoubles, Bert Arevalo. Shout out to Bert, he is 2-1. We have, as I said, 3 people tied at in second with 2-1 records. That is Star Gang Mary Williams and El Padrino Terrence Pryor. So, Bert Arevalo, Mary Williams, Terrence Pryor, all tied in second. And then you got 2 teams tied at 5th, and that is the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast and James Fritz, the financial smart guy. Both of us tied at 0-3. In the Western Division, you have Coastal Card Game Shop standing alone at 3-0. And you have Coaching from the Couch, Michael McMahon, You also have Mondo Ramos, the money team. You have Wreck-It Ralph, Rafael Saenz, all tied in second at 2-1. And then tied for fifth place, you have Alex Zamora and you have Hector Lopez at 0-3. So that brings an end to the standings. We're going to talk about the matchups now from week three. We are going to go over who won, who lost, how their lineup did, blah, blah, blah. Starting with Star Gang and the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. Star Gang took that matchup 122-106. She had Joe Burrow go for 23. Jonathan Taylor, 12.1. Aaron Jones, 5.7. Terry McLaurin, 16.2. Adam Thielen, 18.1. Mark Andrews with a 28.9 game. And Mark Andrews just keeps on doing it. 8 catches, 89 yards, 2 touchdowns for Mark Andrews. Daryl Henderson with the 1.7 in the flex. Houston's defense with 8 points and Matt Gay with 9 points. And the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast was Carson Wentz with 8.64. Derrick Henry had a game, finally, 25.3 points, 85 yards, touchdown. And I think he did some things through the air as well. He had 58 receiving yards and 5 catches. So Derrick Henry looks to have, usually he takes about 2-3 weeks to get rolling, but I think it's going to be hard to stop him now. Alvin Kamara with 7.3 points. Alvin's been a little underwhelming so far. Devontae Smith was the one I was impressed by coming out of this week, was 8 catches, 169 yards, and a touchdown for 30.9 points. That's Devonta Smith, Philadelphia Eagles receiver. I also, oh, no wonder. Man, guys, what's going on? What's going on with me? I left Michael Gallup in my starting lineup, no catches, no yards, because he didn't play. He was my wide receiver too, and I lost by 16 points, so I'm just making mistakes all over the place. That's on me. Damn it. Tight end, 10.8, TJ Hawkinson. Flex, 15.2 from Breece Hall. Shout out to Breece Hall. New England's defense with 4, and Dustin Hopkins with 4. And that is Star Gang 122 to the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast 106. Next, we have El Padrino, and we have King's Master Barber. This is King's Master Barber continuing his streak. He had Josh Allen with 26.7, 400 yards, 2 touchdowns. Najee Harris with 13.1. Devin Singletary with 24.1. Ooh, that's a good game from Buffalo Bills running back. Juju Smith-Schuster with 13.9. Robbie Anderson with 2.4. Tyler Higbee with 10. George Pickens with 6.9. Pittsburgh's defense with 1. And Brandon McManus with 4. And that is King's Master Barber 44-102 to El Padrino 88.34. The next one we have, which is looking like this might be game of the week from this past week, is the Financial Smart Guy versus Team McDoubles. That is 90 points to 93 points. Team McDoubles pulls it off with a 3-point victory. Kyler Murray, 13 points. DeAndre Swift, 7.6. Miles Sanders, 5.4. Justin Jefferson, 4.4. Michael Pittman, 15.2. Kyle Pitts, 13.7. AJ Brown, 19.5. Cleveland's defense with 10. And Tyler Bass with 4 points. That was Team McDoubles with 93 points. And this is the Financial Smart Guy with 90.3. Aaron Rodgers, 16 points. Christian McCaffrey, 13.5. Jamal Williams with 9. I always get those confused. My bad. It's not Jamal. It's Javonte. Javonte Williams with 9 points. Amon Ross St. Brown with 13.3. Drake London with 14.4, continuing his good fantasy football season this year. Amon Ross St. Brown is actually doing pretty good, too. He's a number 5 ranked receiver. He had a 20-point game, a 39-point game, and a 13-point game. That's Amon Ross St. Brown. So the Detroit Lions are actually, you know, I don't know what's going on over there, but they look nice. Dalton Schultz with 0 points for the Financial Smart Guy. Oof. That hurts. If he would have just had anybody else at tight end. I don't know. Did Dalton Schultz get hurt? What happened to Dalton Schultz? Why did he not have any catches, any yards? Leonard Fournette in the flex for 12 points. Washington's defense, 2 points. And Nick Folk with 10 points. That was a heartbreaker for the financial smart guy, but I feel you. I was in one just like that not too long ago. But hey, we keep it moving. That was matchup number 3. Matchup number 4 is we have the Battle of Hebronville. That is Alex Zamora versus Ralph Sainz. We have Team 45 versus Hebronville Wreck-It Ralph. This was a close one as well. 15 points. 116 for Hebronville's Wreck-It Ralph. And Team 45 with 101. We have for Team 45, Lamar Jackson with 39 points. He had 5 total touchdowns in that game. David Montgomery with 1.1. Rex Burkhead with 7 points. Cooper Kupp with 16. Tyler Lockett with 16. Gerald Everett with 4.5. Mecole Hardman with 1.2. Buffalo's defense with 6, and Evan McPherson with 9. And then for Hebronville's Wreck-It Ralph, we have 19.8 for Derek Carr, 14.5 for Zeke, Travis Etienne with 10.5. That's not Tyreek Hill right there. Tyreek Hill didn't have 5 points only, did he? Oh, yeah, my bad. It was this week that he blew up. Okay, yeah, they played on Thursday, but this was last week. Tyreek Hill with 5.3, Christian Kirk with 19.2, Dallas Goedert with 11.6. Hold on, I want to come back to Christian Kirk real quick because the number 8 position ranked receiver, and he is 17 points, 25 points, 19 points on the year so far. So shout out to Jacksonville. They got a receiver that's actually doing something, and they beat the Chargers. Whoa. Okay. Dallas Goedert, 11.6. DK Metcalf had himself a game. That's what we've been waiting for. 17.4 points, 5 catches, 65 yards, and a touchdown. Baltimore's defense, 8 points, and Daniel Carlson with 10 points. That is Hebronville's Wreck-It Ralph. We have Coastal Card Game Shop versus Coaching from the Couch. This was one of the more high-scoring games in the league this week. That is Coastal Card Game Shop, if I'm not mistaken, was the highest-scoring team again, if I'm not mistaken, for the last 2 weeks. I think he might have been the highest-scoring team in the league last week as well. So shout-out to Coastal Card Game Shop. He had Justin Herbert, 12.58. James Robinson, 20.6. Jamal Williams, 24.7. So James Robinson had 100 yards and a touchdown, and Jamal Williams had 87 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also has CeeDee Lamb, who had 8 catches, 87 yards and a touchdown. He has T. Higgins, who had 5 catches for 93 yards for 14 points. CeeDee had 22.7, my bad. Good lineup, man. Good lineup all the way through for Coastal Card Game Shop. Travis Kelce, 17.9, 4 catches, 58 yards, and a touchdown. Amari Cooper with 23, 7 catches, 100 yards, and a touchdown. Dallas's defense with 10 points, and Justin Tucker with 9 points. Wow. What a productive lineup for Coastal Card Game Shop in week 3. Coastal Card Game Shop, actually, that was the game that he continued his winning streak. He is 3-0 in the Western Division. So shout out to Kings Master Barber 44, Matthew Ramos, and Coastal Card Game Shop, David Carvajal, for being the last 2 undefeated teams on the week. We will see if they could keep it going next week. Coaching from the Couch, that is Michael McMahon. He had Kirk Cousins, 18.3, Austin Eckler, 13.3. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, 14.9. Jaylen Waddle, 15.1. Cortland Sutton, 17.7. Darren Waller, 5.2. Saquon Barkley continuing his comeback season as far as being a fantasy-relevant running back. He is actually position ranked number 1 right now. He had 33 points. He had 11 points, and he had 22.6. Guys, if you remember the trade that we made, coaching from the couch and the 3ND Signs and Sports podcast is now looking like maybe I shouldn't have done it. Because I don't, has Keenan Allen even played for me? Has this dude even done anything for me? Because, and how did I end up with Mike Evans too? And Devon, what? I feel like this is wrong. This isn't my lineup. Okay, there it is. It fixed it. I was going to say, yeah, I have, man, okay. Keenan Allen is hurt, man. Guys, somebody took advantage of me. Michael McMahon, you took advantage. I've been busy. You knew it. No, oh, man. Okay, guys, we're going to look at the outlook because clearly he won the trade, right? 33 points, 11 points, 22 points, and Keenan Allen hasn't even played a snap for me. Week 4 projection. Allen has missed the Chargers' past two games with a sore hamstring. He is slated to return in week 4 against the Texans. While he is a confident start, it is best to temper expectations as Justin Herbert prefers to target multiple receivers. He's been ruled out for Sunday's game against the Texans. Oh my gosh. Yeah, guys, I lost this trade, no doubt. Man, and that's what I thought, and everybody was like, take it. Why wouldn't you take it? Well, now, I mean, I would have had Derrick Henry, Alvin Kamara, and Saquon Barkley, Breece Hall. Oh, my gosh, I traded the wrong running back. Sorry, guys. I'm over here in my own feelings of my lineup, and this isn't even the game that we're talking about. Coaching from the couch. God, I can't believe that. 22.6 for Saquon. San Francisco's defense with 9 points and Ryan Succop with 8 points. And the last matchup that we have is Hector Lopez with 85 points and the Falfurrias money team, Mondo Ramos with 106.2. Hector Lopez with Russell Wilson, 9 points. James Conner, 9 points. Michael Carter, 5.6. Jamar Chase, 12.7. Debo Samuels, 12.9. Logan Thomas, 2.5. Cordarrell Patterson, 22.3. Tampa Bay, 6.0. Jake Elliott, 6 points. It looks like, Hector, you need a tight end, and I don't have a tight end. Never mind. I can't offer you nothing. My bad. I really slacked off on this lineup. I don't know what happened, guys. The Falfurrias money team had Jalen Hurts go off for 27 points, 340 yards, 3 touchdowns. Joe Mixon, 6.8. Cam Akers, 10.1. Devontae Adams, 14.2. Mike Evans with a goose egg because he was out via suspension this past week. Zach Ertz, 10.5. Antonio Gibson, 11. Green Bay's defense, 12. And Matt Prater, 14.0. Mondo Ramos, if I'm not mistaken, did you say that you got locked out of your account? Like, do you need me to send you the invite link again and hopefully that gets you in? Did you lose your password? Like, I want to say that I had seen that in the group message. Speaking of group messages, guys, if you would like to join the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Discord server, hit me up on Facebook, hit me up on Getter, Parler, Twitter, Truth Social, Rumble, anywhere that you can find me, and let me know. I will send you the invite link, and you guys can get into that easily and join some of the most committed and excited Fantasy Football League players. Not only across the country, but across the world. So you guys let me know. You guys let me know if you would like to join the community. Let's keep this thing going. That is actually the end of segment one, League One. That is the end of the recap. We are looking good, guys. Three weeks in. We got, I don't know how many to go. How long is the season? It is 14 weeks. So 3 weeks in, we got 11 to go. And Coastal Card Game Shop and Master Barber 44 are looking very good. Very, very good going into the future. Team McDoubles, Star Gang, El Padrino, coaching from the couch, the money team, and Wreck-It Ralph. Guys, keep moving, keep pushing, don't give up. Y'all obviously are right there behind. It's still early in the season. And as for the financial smart guy, 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast, Team 45, and Hector Lopez, guys, hey, it's early in the season. We got time. You know what I'm saying? A few trades here and there. You guys we'll figure it out. You know what I'm saying? So I'm with you. It's an uphill battle from here, and we'll make it out. You know what I'm saying? Guys, that brings to an end the first segment. I will talk to you guys after this break, and we will be talking about the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 2. Are you craving something sweet? Do you love dessert? Are you tired? Do you not want to drive anywhere? Do you like delivery? Do you like delivered baked goods to your door? It's the future, ladies and gentlemen. We got to get with the times and we got to get with the efforts. Catering with Grace, baked goods, delivery, and more is offering that service to you today. Call the number 361-474-3050 and inquire about information to get your graduation catered, to get your wedding catered, to get your birthday catered, to get your niece's quinceañera catered, to get your Saturday night party catered, get your Super Bowl party catered, get your Sunday game day catered. We can do it all. They can do it all. Catering with Grace, 474-3050. That is 361-474-3050. Okay, guys, what's going on? We're back. It's the second segment of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Episodic Series episode. this is League 2 that we're going to be talking about. Guys, as we said earlier in the episode, donations to the podcast could be made at RealDeal0423 on Cash App. That is the platform's official Cash App. Anyways, we're going to move on. The standings for League 2, the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, FFL number 2, is we have one team remaining undefeated, and that is Team Zeke and Destroy. That is Jamal Gray. So shout out to Jamal Gray for going undefeated through 3 weeks and being the only team left, the only lineup left in the 3&D Signs and Sports Fantasy Football League number 2 to be undefeated. Yeah, we got a lot of 2-1s. We got a lot of 1-2s. And we got 1-0-3. We are going to talk about the Eastern Division. We got Jamal Gray, Zeke and Destroy, 3-0. We got Team Stump, John Stump, 2-1. We got Ball So Hard, Frank Stewart, 2-1. We got the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. Let's go. We got our first dub. We got our first dub. We're down and out, but we got a dub. Let's do it. Let's go. we also got Cowboys for Life, Jeremy Caldwell, 1-2. And Team Smithy GM, 0-3. That is Christian Yermy. And Christian Yermy is the one and only 0-3 in the entire league. So, hey, Christian, come on, bro. We need you to get one of those wins, bro. We need you up here. In the Western Division, we have the Signs household with a stranglehold on the number one seed, along with Blake Young, the Immaculate Collection. That is Los Salamanders and Team Quater Tots, 2-1, 2-1. That is Trey Signs and his fiance Hermelinda Salazar. And then you got the Immaculate Collection, Blake Young, also at 2-1. All tied for first. And then you have Bashir Arif and you have Bo Gilreath, both tied for fourth place. That is 1-2. Bashir, bro, let me know something. Send me a direct message. Let me know if I'm like butchering your name or if I'm, you know, hitting it straight on, hitting it accurate. Let me know, because last thing I want to do is, you know, be disrespecting anybody by mispronouncing their names. Christian Yermy, John Stumpf as well, and I think everybody other than that, I think I've gotten their names. John Dilbeck, I guess, maybe. I think I'm getting that one. But like I said, Team Gilreath, John Dilbeck, and Bashir Arif are all 1-2, and they are all tied for fourth. So you got 3 2-1 teams, 3 1-2 teams in the Western Division. In the Eastern Division, you got 3-0, you got 2-1, 2-1, 1-2, 1-2, 0-3. How about we talk, like, let's get into the matchups, right, from week three. The first matchup that we have is, obviously, the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast and Team Stumpf, because, again, it's from my phone, so it's always going to be my matchup first. But, anyways, 132 to 126. Guys, I upset Team Stumpf. Let's go. You already know. I'm just kidding. But that is a big win. One of the top teams in the league. And it also might even be game of the week, if I'm not mistaken, because obviously it's an upset. And it was one of the closer ones in the league. I'm checking on that right now. Yes, sir, it was. 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast and Team Stumpf got game of the week. I mean, upset city. Y'all know what's up. Tom Brady, 14.74 for the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast. Saquon Barkley with that 22.6 in this league. Mark Ingram, 7.8. Stephon Diggs, 14.4. I love Stephon Diggs in fantasy football, bro. The number two position ranked receiver. He had a 26-point game, a 44-point game, and a 14-point game. I love Stephon Diggs in fantasy football and as a receiver. He quickly became one of my favorite receivers in the NFL. Just plays like a dog, dude. He's an animal. CeeDee Lamb, 8 catches, 87 yards, a touchdown. That's 22.7 points. George Kittle, 6.8. Curtis Samuel gave me a 13 in the flex when I needed something. Mac Jones, I think Mac Jones got hurt, right? He gave me 15.9, I guess, before he got hurt. New England's defense, 4 points. I'm going to have to switch that out because now without a quarterback, I mean, I guess they're going to be better? I don't know. Daniel Carlson, 10 points. And that completes 132 points for the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast. To Team Stumpf, 126 with Mitch Trubisky with 15, Christian McCaffrey with 13, Cam Akers with 10, Tyreek Hill with 5.3, Deontay Johnson with 16.4, Travis Kelce with 17.9. Travis Kelce had 4 catches, 58 yards, and a touchdown. Hollywood Brown, okay. 28 points, 14 catches, 140 yards in Arizona. Wow, I didn't know he was doing that over there. Okay. Darnell Mooney had 4.3 points. Green Bay's defense with 12. And Brandon McManus with 4 points. Team Smithy GM versus Cowboys for Life. 106 to 116. Smithy GM had Trevor Lawrence with 25 points. Alvin Kamara with 7.3. Devin Singletary with 24.1. Jamar Chase with 12.7. Keenan Allen let him down as he did me in my in this other league that I was talking about with that goose egg in the lineup. Zach Ertz, 10.5. DJ Moore, 2.5. Mike Williams, 8.5. Tampa Bay's defense, 6. Nick Folk, 10 points. That is Team Smithy GM with 106.78. And Cowboys for Life with Joe Burrow with 23 points, 275 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Ezekiel Elliott, 14.5. Nick Chubb, 17.3. Good running back combo. Gabriel Davis, 6.7. Alan Lazard, 14.5. Dawson Knox, 6.5. Juju Smith-Schuster, 13.9. DJ Chark, 7.6. Dallas's defense, 10. And Greg Joseph, 2.0. Good game, 116-106. That was Cowboys for Life taking the W there. Matchup number three, we have Zeke and Destroy, the undefeated Jamal Gray with 128 going against another one of the powerhouse lineups in the league, St. Louis Ball So Hard. That is Frank Stewart with 100 points. He has Derrick Henry. Anybody that has Derrick Henry, you got yourself a battery that's going to last you the whole year regardless of who you got around you, because eventually, he's going to be putting up 40-point games too, you know, and he's going to be basically carrying Mr. Ball So Hard. But Zeke and Destroy, 128. We got Pat Mahomes with 17.08, Najee Harris with 13.1, David Montgomery with 1.1, Jaylen Waddle with 15.1, 4 catches, 100 yards. Amon-Ra St. Brown with a slower week, but 13.3. Slower than what he started out with, at least. Dallas Goedert, 11.6. Allen Robinson, the second, with 4.3. And Lamar Jackson in the OP with 39.4. Pat Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, that's a great one, too, to have at quarterback. Well, if you're running that two-quarterback system. So, shout out to him. That's a good combo to have. Baltimore's defense with 8 points and Austin Seibert with 5 points. Team St. Louis, ball so hard. Shout out to St. Louis from the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast here in Texas. Guys, we appreciate all of y'all for participating. We appreciate all of y'all. Carson Wentz, 8.64. Derrick Henry, as I talked about with that 25 points. Joe Mixon, 6.8. Brandon Ayuk, 12.9. Chase Claypool, 7.6. Kyle Pitts, 13.7. Aaron Jones, 5.7. Jared Goff, 13.8. The Chargers defense with negative 6 points. And Youngway Koo, Atlanta's kicker, 12 points. And then matchup number 4, we have San Antonio Thunder versus Team Quater Tots. Team Quater Tots coming out on top with 127-103. They had Jalen Hurts, 27.6. She had Austin Eckler, 13.3. Antonio Gibson, 11 points. Devontae Adams, 14.2. Terry McLaurin, 16.2. TJ Hawkinson, 10.8. Kareem Hunt, 9.1. Matt Stafford, 10.1. New Orleans defense with 6 points and Justin Tucker with 9 points. That is Team Quater Tots with 127.36. Then we had the Immaculate. This is John Dilbeck. San Antonio Thunder. That is, shout out San Antonio, by the way. I don't know how I haven't done that. Marcus Mariota, 15.5. James Conner, 8.7. Javonte Williams, 9 points. Cooper Kupp, 16.4. Cortland Sutton, 17.7. Logan Thomas, 2.5. Michael Carter, 5.6. Russell Wilson, 9.0. Cincinnati's defense, 15. And Dustin Hopkins, 4 points. That was Team Quater Tots coming out with the win, 127-103. And then we got matchup number 5. We have Fantasy God versus Team Bo. Fantasy God with 105, Team Bo with 124. We have Fantasy God with Derek Carr, 19. Dalvin Cook, 13. DeAndre Swift, 7.6. Michael Pittman, 15. Michael Thomas, 9.9. A.O., the Denver tight end. I still can't say his last name, guys. If anybody wants to send me a voice note of how to say his last name, or I'm just going to go and do the damn homework by myself and go look it up and go find it. And you know what I'm saying? I don't know why I keep forgetting it's there. I need to make a note. I guess this is that note. I will figure it out. 2.2 points. A.J. Dillon, 5.8. Jameis Winston, 14.6. San Francisco's defense, 9 points. Ryan Succop, 8 points. And then we have Team Bo with 124. That's Josh Allen, 26.7. James Cook, 8 points. Cordarrelle Patterson with another good game, 141 yards and a touchdown. That is 22.3. Deebo Samuels, 12.9. T. Higgins, 14.3. Pat Freiermuth, 6.1. DK Metcalf, 17.4. George Pickens, 6.9. Atlanta's defense, 1 point. And Evan McPherson, 9 points. That is Team Bo taking that W, 124-105. And the last matchup that we have, we have the highest scoring offense on the week. Los Salamanders with 160 points. Versus Immaculate Collection, 94.12. So biggest margin of victory on the week. Los Salamanders had Kyler Murray, 13.3. Jonathan Taylor, 12. Josh Jacobs, 14.7, AJ Brown 19.5, Adam Thielen 18.1, Mark Andrews 28.9, James Robinson 20.6, Kirk Cousins 18.3, Buffalo's defense 6 points, and Matt Gay 9 points. That was matchup number 6, highest scoring offense on the week, Los Salamanders, 160.56. And game of the week, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, upsetting Team Stump. sorry, Stump. I don't know if you're in my... Are you in my... Yes, you are. You'll have another chance. Unless we already played each other twice, then you don't. But you'll have your chance. and then again, I will send you back again. You know what I'm saying? Guys, that brings to an end segment number 2. We appreciate you guys for tuning back in. Guys, it's all love. Like I said, join 3&D Signs in Sports Fantasy Football League Discord server. Guys, join in with us, the most excited and most committed fantasy football players, not only across the nation, but across the world. Guys, we appreciate y'all for tuning in to the second segment of the 3&D Signs and Sports Fantasy Football League, League number 2. We're going to go into a break, and when we come back, we are going to talk about my personal league. We are going to talk about La League. We are going to talk about the league, and we are going to discuss standings, matchups, 10-person league, and we're going to get out of here. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate it. Guys, we'll talk to you after this break. Do you feel like you could get to the next level of your craft? Do you feel like you own in your sport? Do you feel like you need to be represented? You need to be branded? You need to be marketed for? 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast would like to announce the Signs and Sports Marketing Agency. That is the arm of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, coming together with DayOneVibes.com, coming together with the Realest Underground Entertainment. Do you need a push? Do you need a media push? Do you need somebody who will have your back no matter what to make you feel like the superstar you are? Get with Signs and Sports Marketing Agency and find out how we could elevate you, how we could expose you to the next level of the sport that it is that you are pursuing, for the craft that it is that you are pursuing. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, coming soon, coming soon, coming soon. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, talent marketing, talent acquisition, talent branding, Signs in Sports. Signs in Sports Marketing Agency. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the newest, most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Rumble. The 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, brand new to Rumble, 1 year in, and we have already made major, major, major strides. The 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, the People's Platform, America's Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to Designed I Gifted, all lowercase, no spaces, Designed I Gifted on Rumble for the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. The one home of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast is Rumble.com. And exclusively on www.dayonevibes.com, you can find every episode of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. Just 1 week after its drop date, you can find the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast on www.dayonevibes.com. You can find the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast by following Designed I Gifted, all lowercase letters, no capitals, on Rumble. The 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, the newest, most exciting sports entertainment platform on Rumble. Not just your podcast, America's platform, and America's podcast. Okay, guys, we are back. It's the third segment, the last segment, the final segment of the third episode, week 3 recap of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football Leagues 1 and 2, and the DIG Personal League, La League, The League, whatever you want to call it. Guys, this is the final one. We have 5 matchups to discuss. We have 10 rankings in the standings to discuss. And when we are finished, we're going to wrap it up and we will talk to you guys on week four episode, on the week four episode. Here in the standings, as you guys know, super turned up about this league. It's super competitive. Everybody is extremely active. Everybody comes back every year, and we're playing for fantasy football championship rings. So it's always cool to see who can collect the most. I think we're in year three. I'm going to go into the league history. It is year three. Last year, 2021, Design Gifted, first place, your boy, that's me, got my first ring. I got it here. I'll put it on if y'all want me to. It is I'm literally staring at it. I literally could. It was Design Gifted in the championship. If you want to, guys, you could go back to, I believe it's episode 8. And episode 8 is the fantasy football championship results episode for the league last year. That was before we did any of the, that was before we decided to do these leagues, the money leagues. It was just a personal league. I was just covering it on the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcasts on Spotify, Apple, Rumble, and iHeartRadio. But this past year is 2021. Design Gifted versus Team Quater Tots. I came in first. Team Quater Tots is also in my personal league because that's my brother's fiance. She came runner up. I was 10-5. She was 10-5. In 2020, I came in 7th place, 6-7, and the 3 to the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast upset the entire league, winning it at 8-5. And if anything, I guess I'll go through the breakdown on that one. Show you guys what happened during the COVID year, because if you want to chip the COVID year, it was impressive with everything going on. The rankings, final rankings were Team Salinas, which is some random guy, which is Envision Lawn Maintenance. You guys have heard about him. And the 3 to the 3&D, both 8-5 in the championship. Trey's Stars ended up taking it at the end. Team Quater Tots, Team 3. Coastal Card Game Shop, Team 5. Hector Lopez was in this one. He was ranked number 6. I came in 7. Ry Lowe of the Realist Underground Entertainment, 8. Jose Torres, that is JT, still here today, number 9. And then we had Tone G come in at number 10. Oh, look, that's cool, dude. There's superlatives and everything. We'll do that for this league next year. For the money leagues next year, we'll do that for show. For show, we'll do that for show. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Guys, I told you I was going to get my ring. I got it on. I literally got it on. Watch. Get you one of these. You know what I'm saying? but anyways, I'm stupid. Let's go through the standings of the 3&D. Okay. Take a step back. Slow down. Calm down. I'm all over the place. Let's go through the standings of the league and we'll talk about how it's looking. There are no undefeated teams left in this league. The Eastern Division, this is what we call Candyland because it's the easier, I believe, out of the two divisions. Noe Diaz, Hermelinda, Jose Torres, David Carvajal, Coastal Card Game Shop, Notorious Streams, you guys. Hey, if y'all got something to say, you know what to do. Email us, hit us up on Truth Social, Rumble, Facebook, wherever you can find us, and we will read your comments here on the podcast. But Candyland consists of Noe Diaz, Notorious Stream's brother. He is 2-1. Team Quater Tots is also 2-1. JT, Cup Yours is 1-2. Coastal Card Game Shop is 1-2, and Notorious Streams is 0-3. And in the West, what we call Boomtown, because Boomtown is where everything goes down, everything's popping off, everything's, you know, nothing but explosions. We got Team Get Wrecked, that's Envision Lawn Maintenance, that is Brandon Salinas, that's 2-1. You got Design Gifted, that is DIG, 2-1. You got Strange Animals, 2-1. You got Team Bro Dog, that is the brother to Brandon Salinas, that is RJ Salinas, 2-1. And then you got Team No Fines Please, Team Ramirez, formerly known as, and that is Jackie Ramirez, 1-2. So it's looking like Jackie Ramirez should be in Candyland, and you might want to bring either Noe Jr. over here or Team Quater Tots, but it should have been Team Quater Tots because she was in the chip last year. Jackie, you got lucky. We're all tied for first over here. You're the only fifth place person over there. Maybe I'll still do it. Maybe I should do it right now. Should I do it right now? Nah. Nah. Boomtown and Candyland. We kind of established that that's the league. That's what we're going to do here. For the other leagues, guys, as I said, we could figure it out. You guys let us know. Send it to the group. Let us know what you want to call your divisions, and we'll get that thing going. Especially if you plan on being here next year. You know what I'm saying? If you plan on being active in the league and returning and helping us grow and growing with us, I value y'all's input. You know what I'm saying? So we can do that. That is the standings for the league. What we are going to do is we are going to go through the matchups now, the 10 matchups from week 3. We had Team No Fines Please, that is Team Jackie. And then we had Team Design Gifted, DIG. That was 154 for DIG to 115 to Jackie. Team No Fines Please. Team Design Gifted had Lamar Jackson go for 39.4. Clyde Edwards-Helaire go for 15. CD Lamb go for 22 points. DK Metcalf 17.4. Travis Kelce 18.9. Saquon Barkley 22.6. My linebacker, Kansas City's Nick Bolton, 13 points. New England's defense 4.0. And Greg Joseph 2.0. That was a total of 154 points, 0.9. I wonder if that's the highest scoring team in the... Yes, sir. Highest scoring team in the league, of the week this week. Design Gifted, 154 points. So, Team No Fines Please had Josh Allen with 26.7. Najee Harris with 13.1. Michael Pittman Jr. with 15. Joshua Palmer with 15.9. TJ Hawkinson with 10.8, Carson Wentz with 8.6, Nick Bosa with 4.0, Green Bay's defense with 12.0, and Matt Gay with 9.0. And then we have Team Design Gifted. Guys, my bad. That's 154 to 115. Team Design Gifted taking down Teams No Fines Please. That's what you get, Team No Fines Please, for disrespecting the commissioner, and now look where you're at. You know what I'm saying? It's no coincidence. You should be in Candyland. You got lucky to be in Boomtown. Guys, I need to let up. I don't know why I'm feeling so hype here in the third segment. I think it's because this is the league. You know what I'm saying? So, next we got Team Notorious Streams versus Coastal Card Game Shop, one of our matchups that we love to see. Derek Carr, 19.8 for Notorious Streams. Austin Eckler, 13.3. Jalen Waddle, 15.1. Michael Thomas, 9.9. Dallas Goedert, 11.6. Aaron Rodgers, 16.1. Bobby Wagner, 9.0. Cleveland's defense, 10.0. Tyler Bass, 4.0. That is Team Notorious Streams, and Team Notorious Streams scored a total of 108 points. And Team Coastal Card Game Shop edging it out by 5 points with 113 points. This might be game of the week. This was indeed game of the week. So, as we said, our favorite matchup to watch in the league is Coastal Card Game Shop Notorious Streams. It's one of the many favorite matchups to watch. Game of the week. 5-point victory for Coastal Card Game Shop, edging out his best friend, Notorious Streams. Tom Brady, 14.7. Derrick Henry, 25.3. Mike Williams, 8.5. Drake London, 14.4. George Kittle, 6.8. Trevor Lawrence getting the job done in the OP with 25. Fred Warner, San Francisco's linebacker, with 8.0. Tennessee's defense with 2.0, and Justin Tucker with 9.0. Matchup number 3 is Cup Yours. That's JT Jose Torres versus Strange Animals. Trey Signs, the 3 to the 3 and D Signs and Sports podcast. This is another good matchup to watch because these two lineups are usually big hitting lineups in the league for the last 2 years. Didn't turn out that way this week, but I mean, it happens. Cup yours with Ryan Tannehill, 18 points. Leonard Fournette, 13 points. Cooper Kupp, 16 points. Debo Samuel, 13.9. Darren Waller, 5.2. David Montgomery, 1.1. Roquan Smith, linebacker for the Chicago Bears with 19 points, 16 tackles. Wow. Cincinnati's defense with 15 and Matt Prater with 14. It seems like Cup Yore's defensive unit really, really, really showed out here for him. Combining for 19, 15, 34, that's up for about 50 points, 48, 50 points. Okay, arguably got him the victory. I mean, Strange Animals, 92 points. Kyler Murray with 13. DeAndre Swift with 7.6. Justin Jefferson, 4.4. Devonta Smith with 30. Logan Thomas with 2.5. Aaron Jones with 5.7. Jordan Brooks, linebacker for the Seattle Seahawks with 9. Dallas's defense with 10. And Evan McPherson with 9. Yeah, that, I mean, Cooper Kupp, yours. Defense pulled it out for you. Here we had another, you know, believe it or not, this was a good week of matchups. We had Coastal Card Game Shop and Notorious Streams. We had Strange Animals and Cup Yours. And then we had Envision Lawn Maintenance, Team Get Wrecked versus Team Quater Tots, which is another matchup that we enjoy seeing because, again, two of the harder hitting lineups, that is, Boomtown colliding with Candyland, but this Candyland participant should probably be in Boomtown because I put up 154 for the highest output, and guess who was the second highest output? Team Quater Tots. So Jackie, you better step it up, bro, because hey, I'm giving you to the trade deadline. Speaking of trade deadline, though, let's get some trades happening because I think I need help. Guys, let me know. Who do y'all want on my lineup? Everybody's on the block. Everybody's available. And we can make something happen. We got Team Get Wrecked with 99 points. That's Pat Mahomes, 17.0. Nick Chubb, 17.3. Tyreek Hill, 5.3. T. Higgins, 14.3. Tyler Conklin, 16.4. Tua Tagovailoa, 11.4. Devin White, 5 points. Kansas City's defense, 9 points. And Brandon McManus, 4 points. Team Quater Tots with 141 points. Jalen Hurts with 27.6. Jonathan Taylor with 12.1. Stephon Diggs with 14.4. Terry McLaurin with 16.2. Mark Andrews with 28.9. Kirk Cousins with 18.3. Jacksonville's linebacker with 10 points. New Orleans defense with 6 points. And Ryan Succop with 8 points. And that is the second highest output, offensive output of the week. That's Team Quater Tots. And Team Bro Dog versus Penalty Boys to close out this segment. 122 to 96.8. That is Team RJ Salinas pulling it off. Matt Stafford, 10 points. Jeff Wilson Jr., 12 points. Ja'Marr Chase, 13 points. Amari Cooper, 23 points. Tyler Higbee, 10 points. Joe Burrow, 23 points. CJ Mosley, 14 points. Buffalo Bills defense, 6 points. And Daniel Carlson, 10 points. And then you got Penalty Boys with 96 points. That was Jared Goff with 13, Christian McCaffrey with 13, AJ Brown with 19, Amon-Ra St. Brown with 13, Pat Fryer-Muth with 6, Dalvin Cook with 13.6, Minka Fitzpatrick with 4, San Francisco's defense with 9, and Dustin Hopkins with 4. And that is the fifth and final matchup of the league. Guys, that brings to a close segment 3. We have been an hour in. Now I got to look back at this. Now I got to do some editing. Now I got to make sure that I don't leave anything stupid that I said in here. But now I got to look back at it. Now I got to do some editing, make sure I don't leave anything dumb in here. And when we come back to the next episode, we will discuss week 4. But guys, for the meantime, that brings to a close episode 3. I will catch you guys on the next episode of the newest and most exciting sports entertainment fantasy football league series on Rumble, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. Guys, it's been a pleasure, and I will catch you guys on the next one.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
Superstar producer Chach with the heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment is the one that you need, the one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Contact Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the heat, on YouTube at Chach with the heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rilo of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rilo. Get at your boy Rilo at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rilo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rilo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. What are you doing this Saturday night? What are you doing this Friday night? Matter of fact, what are you doing Thursday night for ladies' night? Heathens Haven in Premont, Texas, owned and ran by producer of True Records artists D.I.G., J.B., Rilo, Tone G, and A2J, Chach with the heat. A bar established in 2021 in Premont, Texas, Heathens Haven, open today where the heathens come to play. Come and check out the newest, hottest, craziest attraction. Come and have a beer, come and have a drink, come and have a laugh with everybody at Heathens Haven. Let's go.